Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Adam Weiner, and welcome to this episode of the Uro-Onc Minute. These are brief updates from the experts in urologic oncology. I'm very excited to welcome Dr. Wesley Yip, assistant professor from City of Hope here in Southern California. Dr. Yip, thank you for coming on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Today we'll be talking about adjuvant pembrolizumab and belzutifan for high-risk resected kidney cancer. This is the LITESPARK-022 study that recently came out. So the general background is that for patients who undergo nephrectomy for kidney masses that have a high risk of recurrence, so these are usually going to be those that are T2 grade 4 sarcomatoid features or grade 3s, T3s, T4s, or M1 NED patients, so they have metastases that were resected, they have a high risk of recurrence after surgery. So the consideration is, well, can we help treat them with something to reduce that risk of recurrence? A lot of treatment options in the past didn't work out very well or were very toxic, so patients couldn't really handle them that well. But a few years ago, pembrolizumab, a PD-1 inhibitor, came out and changed the landscape here. So it's a standard of care to reduce the risk of recurrence in these patients. Now we're trying to find out, are there other combinations that can do even better? So one of them is adjuvant pembrolizumab with belzutifan. So that's a LITESPARK-022 study that was presented at GU ASCO, and then an update at EAU in London recently by Dr. Powles. So to go through some of the key findings, a refresher on what KEYNOTE-564 was, which was the study that led to the approval of adjuvant pembrolizumab on its own in this space. That was about 1,000 patients randomly assigned to pembrolizumab versus placebo, which showed a disease-free survival benefit at 2 years. So then LITESPARK-022 is an adjuvant study of pembrolizumab plus belzutifan or pembrolizumab with placebo in the same population. A lot larger study, about 1,800 patients, half randomized to the experimental arm and half to the control arm. And the primary endpoint, so disease-free survival, there was actually significant benefit at 2 years. So about 81 versus 74% has a ratio of about 0.7.
Wonderful. Thank you for that update and those details. This is going to be incredibly important for the practicing urologists, and many of whom, of course, treat kidney cancer and provide nephrectomy in these high-risk patients. So we have this information from this trial. It was an interim analysis, but still incredibly insightful. For the practicing urologist, what are some things that you think they should know about these patients who might be getting both now pembro and belzutifan in the future?
Right, so I think the first thing is trying to figure out who should be getting treatment. We usually put patient characteristics through several nomograms that are freely available online to help with this discussion, because these treatments are not benign. There's going to be side effects in most patients and some severe ones, and some of them too. You can have a very life-changing immune-related reaction about 15% of the time. On patients who were treated with belzutifan, a lot of patients had anemia or hypoxia. Those are the two biggest side effects, and fatigue is also very common too. And being able to manage those is important, and understanding that's going to be the case. So using some type of risk stratifier, I think, is useful to help decide who are the ones who are actually going to benefit from this.
Right, because these are new treatments. It's not as if they're toxicity free. They certainly can be helpful in a good number of patients. Understanding that, well, we still at least need approvals in the U.S. before this becomes widely. And Dr. Yip, can you clue us a little in for our audience? You know, where do you see the field going? When do we anticipate some changes? When do we anticipate getting new information?
So with the upcoming updates, there'll be a overall survival analysis that'll come on later on. So I think that if that's positive, most likely this will end up being approved. And then for the patients who have to decide one agent, two agents, is this worth it for me? It still comes down to the risk and the side effect profiles for them. Can they tolerate those things? That's what we likely see in the future. And just in the adjuvant space in general, there's other trials out there. There's a large cooperative group, STRIKE trial, which is adjuvant pembrolizumab with or without tivozanib for 6 months. So there's other combinations being explored to see how we can benefit these patients.
So many exciting things to come in this field that, well, it's important that we have these discussions, right, to take the complex information and distill it down for the practicing urologist. So, Dr. Yip, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. It was really lovely having you.
Likewise, appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, that was the EuroAnk Minute, brief updates. Stay tuned for future episodes. Take care.